In a world of information overload, it's easy enough to know what's going on, but it's more important to know why and what it all means for you and your money. Get the analysis behind the headlines. Follow Investec Focus Radio SA for economic and investment insights from the experts. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Investec Bank Limited is a licensed FSP. T's and C's apply.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Sound healthcare decisions are part of good financial planning. The Classic Business Health and Wellness feature is proud to partner with MedShield Medical Scheme, your trusted partner for life.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back. It's Dawn Ridley here, standing in for Michael Avery this week. And today will be, of course, my last day, and Michael will be back with you on Monday. So in our health and wellness slot today, I'm going to be speaking to Marcia Eugenio from Momentum. Marcia is the head of Multiply at Momentum, which is their health screening option, if to put it in a better light. So Marcia, do you want to just perhaps tell our listeners or give our little listeners a bit of sort of insight as to why, in fact, they should be tracking their health, and not just their physical health, but their mental health too?
Dawn, thanks very much for having me. So, you know, what we see in our data is that people that know their health, and what we mean by that is they just know there's a health risk of some sort, they actually do claim less. And so that has created a curiosity where we're trying to understand that sort of behavior. And I think we all know, and it's maybe happened to some of us or someone close to us, that when you get a diagnosis or you do some sort of assessment or some sort of screening and you're given information about yourself and it's not good information or good feedback, that often acts as a motivation to change. You know, so depending on the severity of the information you're getting or the consequences, you will be more likely to change the behavior. So I think it's about awareness, you know, it's about creating the awareness. And if we look at heart disease as an example, there's a reason why it's called a silent killer, because by the time you get the first symptom, it's already a problem and quite a critical problem. So by understanding the risk factors that lead to disease, you're able to manage them better. And I mean, it's the old notion, right, that prevention is better than cure. So that's why we are putting quite a bit of focus and drive around encouraging and incentivizing people to know their health, because we know that that does lead to better health. And from a mental health perspective, the same is true. If you look at the prevalence of mental health diseases in South Africa, the majority of them are anxiety and depression. And that actually affects one in four individuals. And if you just look at the cost of depression, it's 42% higher than the value contributed by the tourism industry in South Africa. So that's just to give you an indication of its prevalence. Now, if you look at the major risk factors that lead to anxiety and depression, it's often related to stress and just poor life skills, you know, not knowing how to face challenges, in other words. So screening for stress is really important. And I think we are the first sort of incentivized wellness program in South Africa that incorporates mental health in our offering and the importance of actually screening for any risk factors that could lead to long-term anxiety and depression. Because similarly, if you land up with getting diagnosed with depression, by that time, it's actually quite far advanced. So by understanding those red flags early on, it's completely manageable.
And when it comes to mental health screening, is this something that people do online, or do they actually have to go and see a professional in order to get this done?
So there are two types, Dawn. I think in the mental health world, there are screening tools that happen with a professional, and it is an assessment subjective tool. New technology has allowed us to actually screen for activity in the autonomic nervous system. And often when there isn't, let me call it a balance in the nervous system, it points to stress, you know. So what we've done is we're using technology in our app and through wearable devices that allows you to monitor and track certain metrics that give you an indication of when your nervous system is in overdrive. So we call that your sympathetic nervous system. And if you don't get a healthy balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, it leads to poor sleep and insomnia. It leads to long-term anxiety. Now you add a couple of caffeine to that and a couple of challenges to that, and you start experiencing anxiety and depression. So if you want to do a clinical assessment, then yes, you would do that, you know, with a healthcare professional. But if you're using it from a wellness perspective and you're just wanting to understand those risk factors daily, you can actually use technology to do that. So one of the other things we do in our app is every morning before 8 o'clock, you can do a scan on your finger. We test for a number of different metrics just to see, you know, what your recovery has been like in the last 24 hours and what your energy levels or your capacity is to face stress and challenges throughout the day. And if you're consistently getting a bad score, there's a big red flag there.
No, it sounds really interesting. Maybe it's something I need to download and have a look at. Yeah, I do have a smartwatch, but it doesn't tell me that level of detail. But purely from a business perspective, as you quite rightly say, you know, these kind of wellness programs have been shown over more than a decade that it improves your business, it reduces your risk, and it, quite frankly, you know, saves lives and lets people live longer. But they are inclined to be a bit of a grudge purchase in many respects. I mean, we won't name your biggest competitor here. Everybody knows who they are. But I'm interested that for Momentum users, this is actually a more voluntary aspect of your business. And you do have a free portion of the app, as you know, as well as the paid membership that you can take out if you're very keen on this.
Yeah, no, that's such an important point, Dawn. So I think that healthcare cover is a grudge purchase, and we see that that's even more true for the younger population, you know, that claim less, they're not getting that tangible benefit. So what we're trying to do is to give you something back if you are healthy and if you're taking accountability for your health. So I don't know if you know this, but through the new Multiply program, you can get almost up to 40% back of your medical aid premium just by being healthy. A lot of people don't know this. And that is delivered through this new Multiply program. We're not expecting anyone to go out and buy the product. It's actually available free to all our members. So you can start, you know, experiencing the benefit of the program from day one. But we do have a premium option, but really what we're saying is we want to make this accessible and affordable. So all our members have access to a free program from the first day they join our medical aid.
And what sort of, have you been tracking some of these metrics over time? Do you actually physically see changes in behavior?
So it's early days because the program is quite new, but what we can say and what we have seen in the program is that our Multiply members claim less, like between 10 and 30% less than our members that are not on Multiply. So that is a really important metric for us, because if we are able to demonstrate that over time, we are not only creating economic value for our members, but also for our fund, which is really important because it means we can keep our contributions low and we can give more members access to health. So in that respect, I think that is really exciting. I think the other one, Dawn, is we do see that the shifts we are seeing is in health engagement. So in other words, more people are getting more active. They do tend to have a healthier profile. And over time, we obviously wanting to understand if these are people that would exercise already or if there is actually a behavior shift. So we've partnered with one of the academic institutions to hopefully publish a study on this in the near future.
And, you know, obviously South Africa is known as has certain risks that perhaps other countries don't have. I mean, one of them being diabetes among certain members of the population, obesity can be a problem, and an increase in incidence of heart disease. Is this borne out in the stuff that you're tracking?
Not currently, but it will be in the study. And it's interesting you say that, because often what I hear is we have unique socioeconomic circumstances, and there's a genetic component as well. But we also know that in similar countries with similar profile, the risks are managed better. So I think we can do things better in South Africa. There is a genetic and environmental component, but one thing is true for all people with all profiles is that stress and lifestyle represent 50% of your risk. So even if there is a genetic, environmental, socioeconomical risk factor, how we live our lives and how we manage our stress is equally important. And so the Multiply program is really focused on that component. But as a healthcare funder and insurer, we are very interested in understanding how all these risks contribute to the cost of delivering healthcare in South Africa.
And just in summing up, because I know that healthcare is and mental health care specifically is close to your heart, are there any sort of tips that you can give our listeners in sort of quick and easy things to do, well, maybe not that easy to do, that they can do on a daily basis to start reducing that stress element, which is, you know, such a dangerous factor in our lifestyles?
So Dawn, I think the first thing is just know your health. So if you don't know your health, and if you are our member, download the app and screen. You've got access to a digital screening tool. You don't even have to go and see a nurse. You can literally do it in the comfort of your home over 90 seconds. And that will give you a pretty good indication of whether there are red flags. If you're wanting to track it daily, I think most of us have a smartphone. So you can track your steps daily, although that's not really going to give you a true picture of your overall health. Exercise it's a well-known researched fact that the more active you are, the healthier you are. And you don't have to be running a marathon, but just by having movement throughout the day, not sitting on a chair for 12 hours, and doing at least, you know, I don't want to use this cliche of 10,000 steps, but it is kind of like the recommended amount of exercise. If you're doing that amount of exercise throughout the day, then you know that you're doing sufficient movement that has a beneficial impact on circulation and all sorts of physiological functions. So if you have a smartphone, you can do that already. But I think if you have a wearable device, there is such interesting data you can collect and measure. And one of those things does relate to your stress level, and it relates to your activity. And those would be two things that I would be interested in tracking daily. Now, if I wanted to give you a tip or two, I think, you know, these are the sort of five things we focus on. Like, don't treat food as fuel. You know, this is a vehicle. And you only have one. You can't trade it in for anything else. So just be mindful about what you're feeding your body, you know. Think about it as quality fuel. I think movement, this body, we've got, it's a musculoskeletal system. It needs to move. So if anything, just keep your body moving every day.
That was great insight. Thanks so much, Marcia. That was Marcia Eugenio from Momentum Multiply chatting to us about the Multiply product.
Sound healthcare decisions are part of good financial planning. Live assured with MedShield Medical Scheme, your trusted healthcare partner for life. Join Classic Business and MedShield Medical Scheme next week for more insights on health and wellness.
Life can be uncertain, but your healthcare shouldn't be. With MedShield, you're not just covered, you're cared for. When life gets hard, we wish for things to get better. But when wishing isn't enough, choose MedShield, your partner for life. To find out more about our range of products and benefits, visit medshield.co.za.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.